G'day, it's Moffy. Today is October 25. Paul Simon released his fourth solo album on this day in 1975. Still crazy after all these years, hit number one on the US charts, and it also gave us hits like this one.
Ooh, slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me.
In 1986, Cyndi Lauper went to number one in the US with True Colors.
See your true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you, so don't be afraid.
And in 1995, Cliff Richard received a knighthood from Queen Elizabeth II. It was the first knighthood given to a pop star for service to music. Microsoft released Windows XP 20 years ago today. It became one of their most successful operating systems. While actor and singer Richard Harris died on this day in 2002.
I have a few start of term notices I wish to announce. The first years, please note that the Dark Forest is strictly forbidden to all students.
Aside from his role as Albus Dumbledore in the first two Harry Potter movies, the 72-year-old also had a number one hit in Australia with MacArthur Park.
MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down.
Australian singer Helen Reddy was born in Melbourne on this day in 1941. Woman singer passed away last year. She was 78. And Chrissy Amphlett from the Divinyls would have been 62 today.
It's a fine line between pleasure and pain. You've done it once, you could do it again. Whatever you've done, don't try to explain. It's a fine line between pleasure and pain.
She passed away from cancer in 2013. She was just 52. Other birthdays for the 25th of October, and Smokey lead singer Chris Norman is 71 today.
Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice.
Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith is 60.
Dream of
filmmaker and husband of Elton John, David Furnish, is 59.
When you have children, I think it's very important that you put them first. And Elton and I are changing the whole landscape of our careers and what we do so that we can be in one place more often and that we can have the kids enrolled in school and have their own community and their own identity and their own sense of purpose and figure out who they want to be in life.
Yeah, but I started acting like a in 1975. I forgot to stop.
And singer Katy Perry is 37 today. And it all happened today, October 25.